Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jody Cameron, John Ritchie. What a great game yesterday. Pumped up about it. Are we pumped up enough to say Eagles in the playoffs? Well, we'll see where the Twitter poll question of the day goes as we move through the show. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. You can watch and wager on pro and college football at the Delaware Park Sportsbook, DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, will the Eagles make the playoffs? A, yes. B, no. You can vote, certainly, on at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. We'll get to, coming up at 11:30, the Bat of the Bone Award. We'll have some fun with that. Our version of game balls after the Eagles win. Bat of the Bone Award in 10 minutes. Chavis right now in Coatesville. What's up, Chavis?
Hey, man. What's happening? How y'all doing? I know you're happy because you got to win.
Yep.
Yeah. Doing great, Chavis.
Hey, listen, before I get started, I just want to say happy birthday to Zach. I went over to his house for the game yesterday, and it's his birthday, and I just wanted to wish him a happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Zach.
Yeah. Okay. You can't say nothing about the teams. You won. I won and everything, you know. But I want to talk about your Phils.
Oh, I really don't want to.
I'm sorry. And your boy was on the mound yesterday.
Yeah, it's going to be a short phone call, Chavis. I'm in no
Talk about the Phils tomorrow, Chavis. Today's not the day, buddy.
I'm in no mood. No, listen. They're blowing it.
What about football then?
Yep.
I like Dante Smith. I like him.
He's a good player, man.
He is. But we both got wins. Both Pennsylvania teams won yesterday, which wasn't supposed to.
Hey, impressive victory by Pittsburgh.
We were underdogs, and so were you.
Yeah, no, listen, Pittsburgh and Chavis, good call. It wasn't that good a call, but thanks for the call.
I didn't think Pittsburgh was going to win that.
Yeah, that was one of the more impressive victories in the league yesterday. I mean, what Tampa did to the Packers.
Saints,
New Orleans, Packers.
Who'd I say?
Oh, yeah,
said
Tampa. The Saints.
Sorry, good I'm thinking point, of Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. No, it made really sense. It sounded right.
Yeah, Richie was just like Tampa, and I'm like, wait a minute, that sounds wrong.
Yeah.
That was mind-boggling, and they just put it to them.
Yeah, they really did. All right.
Everything went wrong. Everything went wrong for the Packers. You know, that's another thing about yesterday. There was no real adversity. I never felt like the game was out of hand. No. I never felt like we were dealt anything difficult throughout. So that's up ahead.
The only thing that was, I don't want to say scary yesterday, but I would say concerning for a period of time, was that first quarter when it wasn't to me so much about the quarter and even the game. I was thinking, is the Eagles defense not as good as advertised? Like, that was the only, just for about 15 minutes, it was like, what's going on here? But, you know, in the end, Atlanta didn't score a touchdown on either of those two long drives, and then the Eagles didn't give up points the whole rest of the game. Six total points. The Phils thing, I was mostly joking with Chavis. Obviously, we can talk Phils. We don't want to talk a ton. We're eagled up. But, John, let's just take a bite out of it. They've blown it. I mean, the Phillies, I don't know what else to say. I mean, I'm a record. I'm a broken record, or I'm a functional record that says the same thing every week, because every week I feel the same way. They're not going to make the playoffs. They had an opportunity. They've blown it. They're not going to make the playoffs.
They are just 2.5 out of the wild card, right?
But they're trailing. How many teams?
Three teams. They're behind three teams. And the Mets are only a half game back of them in both.
Yeah.
Too.
The wild card looks like it is, you know, the only real possibility at this point, and it is conceivable. Now, the thing that's so frustrating, that Aaron Nola, once again, he did all right. Like, he did all right for the most part, and then in critical situations, it's just he serves up meatballs.
Yeah.
They just so happened to be both he and Hector 0-2 count.
Yep, and look, bad luck on the Bryce Harper fly ball, which sets up the 3-run homer. I mean, I don't know how much of this people even saw. You know, I mean, the last thing I was going to do yesterday was watch the Phils game during the Eagles game. But, you know, I watched the highlights. And
Bryce is still doing his thing.
Oh, he's playing great.
Awesome.
He's playing great.
And a 10.32 OPS.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
No, he's been sensational. But for a team, I mean, the team is right. What are they, one game above 500 now?
Yeah, they're 72-71 with 19 to play.
I mean, they might
not.
JT
was 3-for-4.
Yeah.
So we were begging for more from him. He gave us a little more. But it's not enough.
All right, that's enough Phillies.
Enough Phillies. Yeah. I agree with James. Let's go to Chiro. Chiro, you're on WIP.
Man, what a game. Go Birds, baby. Go Birds.
Unbelievable,
go
man.
Go Birds, baby.
All right.
And why'd y'all kill the momentum talking about the Phillies, man? We can't have that negativity.
Just a Steeler fan brought it up just to get under our skin, and we took the bait.
Well, we shouldn't be listening to Steeler fans at all today.
Yep. You're right.
Man, I'll tell you what, I haven't felt that good about watching an Eagles game in a very, very long time. Complete game. The only little scary part of it was the beginning of our run defense. But you know what? The coaches made adjustments, and we're not used to seeing that. And it was just by the mid-third quarter, you knew it was absolutely over. And, man, I'm feeling very optimistic about this team after yesterday.
You know, everyone keeps saying that same thing. The coaches made adjustments. And I've been looking for these adjustments. Yes, there have been adjustments compared to last year with the way our defense is run. I just, I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves with they made adjustments, and that's why the Falcons couldn't move the ball in the second half. The Falcons went away from what was working. And it was working. It was working in the first half when they were running the ball.
But I'm going to go back to what I said earlier, John. There is a strategy to not getting beat over the top, which is eventually the other team will make a mistake. And Atlanta made a mistake on both drives that stalled in the red zone. Matt Ryan had some not really accurate enough passes, and the Eagles held him to a field goal. So there is a strategy to that.
I just want to say one more thing before you guys cut me off.
Sure.
If this team starts clicking and we make it to the playoffs, I need about 90%, I'll say 75% of the Delaware Valley needs to give Howie Roseman a big apology, because we traded back at a first round and still got Devontae Smith.
Listen, I think there's no doubt Howie's been dogged. There's stuff he did in the past that was bad.
And with good reason.
But
we are really getting ahead of ourselves.
No, listen, he's looking a lot better today. There's no doubt. Let's go to Gary in Whitehall. Gary, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's happening, fellas?
Hi, Gary.
Oh, what a splendid day. What a splendid day.
Yep.
Totally surprising. Not really unexpected, because, I mean, you've seen the past with Jalen Hurts, what he did in college. Man, the guy's a cucumber. I mean, there was no panic. He kept his poise.
Yeah.
Hit his reads. And when the reads weren't there, he tucked it and ran. And I don't think he got a hit. I think it was like practice. He didn't get hit. So.
Well, he got sacked one time. And remember, there was the one play where he got flushed.
Yes. He ran the wrong way.
It seemed like he broke the pocket a little early. And
yes.
It was a critical situation. It was in the first half. You know the play I'm talking about. But, he was great.
Yes.
And if there were questions about whether he could handle this, I think they're answered.
Yes.
And we are certainly feeling good about the way our quarterback position is situated.
I know they were an underdog, but that's something that the Phillies should learn from, beating up on the lesser opponent.
Totally.
So,
totally agree.
I mean, but I need to make out a quick shout out. I mean, I'm going to take back some of the things I said about Howie, because right before the game, the big extension. And
yep.
Did you see that pancake on Rager's touchdown?
Unbelievable.
That was beautiful.
Well,
I loved it.
Gary, this is my Alada guy, and great call. He's got a shot to be a player here for a long time. I mean, he could be an all pro, he could be a Pro Bowler. He's going to be a great player. All right, we haven't done it much in the last 18 months because they barely won last year, but we enjoy at 11:30 on Mondays, when we crank it up, our version of Game Balls with the Bad of the Bone Award. And a lot of options. A lot of options from yesterday. John Ritchie, sir, you've got the floor first. Bat of the Bone Award, who are you giving it to?
I got to give it to Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts was everything I hoped and then some. There was nothing I could say critically other than, like, okay, that throw was a little short to Zach Ertz, and he broke the pocket early on a play or two. The improvement that we've seen with this coaching staff it's a marked improvement. He's got all those intangibles and then some, and skill. I mean, real skill. And they're going to bring the best out of Jalen Hurts. He is we can be proud of the guy he is too, which is saying a lot. Yep. And I'm thrilled about that. But he's going to create so many problems for defenses this year, and I'm excited to see what he can do.
James, Bat of the Bone Award, where are you going here?
Yeah, obviously Hurts, I think, is a clear winner. I'll go in a different direction, but definitely shout out to Jalen. And just to Gary's point, I mean, a cucumber. I like that.
Yeah, that was an interesting
line.
He's
so cool, man. Yeah. He just at no point does anything look too big for him or anything. But I'll give it to the other first-timer. I mean, your first game as a head coach in the NFL, a head coach at any level, and your team shows up like that, and you make play calls like that, and you make adjustments like that, and you have control of the game like that, and there are no noticeable mistakes from you. Nick Sirianni was bad to the bone yesterday.
Yeah, no, he
was. Shout out to Nick.
No, shout out to Nick. I mean, these guys both have great ones. I'll give you another one. I mean, I try to give you someone that these guys haven't said by the time it gets to me here when the Eagles win, Bat of the Bone Award. So, look, there's a lot of ways I could go. I could talk to you about the offensive line, defensive line. I'm going to wrap it up with these guys talked about newcomers. I'm going to talk about the oldest comer. Bat of the Bone Award, Howie Roseman. It was referenced by a caller just about 5 minutes ago, and let me just dive into this here. Three guys most maligned in Philadelphia sports in the last 12 months, I don't think there's any question, have been Carson, have been Ben Simmons, and have been Howie Roseman. Howie's the one guy that probably got criticism the longest out of those three. I mean, Carson's we've barely talked about for the last 7 or 8 months. Obviously, that was a feeding frenzy last fall into the winter. Ben Simmons really cranked up the heat in the playoffs, but for a long time, a lot of people were kind of, giving him a pass. Howie's been a whipping boy for the last 12 months and in many ways the last 24 months. And as John has pointed out many times, a lot of it was rightfully so. I thought it was over the top. I didn't think it was all rightfully so, and I was vocal about that. But when you look at the team yesterday and the way that they won that game, Bat of the Bone Award to Howie Roseman, because he's got to deserve a lot of credit for some draft picks now that in hindsight are looking a lot better than we initially thought. I mean, Quez Watkins was not a high pick. He looks like he's going to contribute. Is he going to be a star? Probably not. But that was a good pick. Jordan Mailata was that was a miracle. It was a miracle pick. I mean, he drafted a guy in the 7th round who had never.
You're talking about a 6th and a 7th round pick.
I'm not done.
Those are good picks.
But John, are you pushing back on Howie for game ball yesterday?
Yeah.
I
think it's early.
Kenneth Gainwell was taken in the 5th round. That guy looks good. Miles Sanders looked good. Dallas Goedert looked good. To get Devontae Smith and the Miami Dolphins 1st round pick for next season's draft was a phenomenal move. Look, I think the Mailata contract in the end, I think Mailata is going to lose out, actually. I think the Eagles are going to get incredible value. Even though Mailata got a ton of money, I think it was what will turn out to be an undervalued contract for Jordan Mailata.
There's no question about it.
You agree with that? Okay.
No question.
I mean, I thought that was great. I thought the fact that – here's something that also stood out to me yesterday in a positive in Howie. I'm looking at Steve Nelson. I'm saying, this guy looks pretty good. And then I think back to the calls we were receiving as the show – in April and May and June, and people, you got to get Steve Nelson, you got to get him. And we didn't disagree, but Howie didn't panic. He didn't panic. He's like, he's thinking to himself, I want that guy. But obviously Steve Nelson wanted a certain amount of money. Howie waited out the whole league. He waited out everybody. He got him right before training camp. I mean, I got to believe Howie won that negotiation. I think the fact that Howie didn't panic to get a cornerback in the third, remember the 3rd round? After the Eagles had taken Devontae Smith and Landon Dickerson, everybody...
The fist bump!
Yeah, everybody
The classic
thought,
fist bump!
Right, everyone thought they had to take a corner in the 3rd round. They are so desperate, they have to. And he's like, no, I don't. I like this Milton Williams guy. I'll take him. And then you had the scene in the room. So I just thought things yesterday looked really good for Howie, including the hiring of Nick Sirianni, which I think we fundamentally know is primarily a Jeffrey Lurie call. But Howie obviously has a huge say in it. So I just thought things yesterday looked really good for Howie, and
well,
I'm happy for him.
In some ways,
because he's really
good for
he's
Howie.
Taking a beating,
and he should.
He should have taken
because I could for all those names that you threw out there. I could throw out Sidney Jones and Rasul Douglas and Mac Collins and Donnell Pumphrey. You know, like there are issues. Andre Dillard.
I get it. But
J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
My issue is people acted like Howie was the worst, and I'm like, no, he's not. He's made mistakes. He also won the Eagles a Super Bowl. And, you know, they stuck with him. And so I'll say this. So far, his rebound from Jeffrey Lurie giving him another shot, his rebound has been pretty damn good. From the moment that season ended last year to now, Howie's had a heck of a rebound.
I want you to remember that you said this. I want you to remember next week at this time,
okay,
we'll revisit this.
Okay, that's fair. I have no problem with that. Let's go to Chris, who's down the shore in Ocean City. What's happening, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Happy Monday. Happy win. What a fantastic day to be an Eagle fan.
Yep. Hey, Chris, one more thing on that Howie thing. There were a lot of people calling for the Eagles to tank this year. And I said don't do that, and Howie said we're not doing that. I mean, there were people that wanted Brandon Brooks traded. There were people that wanted Zach Ertz off the team. There were people that wanted him to sign no free agents. What are you talking about? We're going to try to field a competitive team. I think Howie did a masterful job in the 2021 offseason. Masterful.
This is too
I'll
much.
Tell you what. I mean, just the juxtaposition between now and, you know, 4 and 5 months ago,
yep,
it's unbelievable. I mean, like you think about Sirianni coming out for that intro press conference. I mean, he was like a golden retriever at a funeral. You know, I mean, as a fan base, we were in mourning. We had just lost our coach, lost our starting quarterback, one of the worst seasons in memory, you know, and now here we are just talking about how incredible the future is and how good Hurts looks. And
I don't know, I don't know that the future's incredible. I just know that they've got a shot to be good sooner than almost any of us expected.
Well, the way that I look at it is, like, to me, yesterday, Jalen Hurts showed that he's the guy. And not even so much in the game, but I was really struck by his press conference where people were trying to give him praise and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the plays that they didn't make.
I thought that was a great observation by you. Yep.
And I think he's got some of, like, that psycho obsessiveness that sucks in regular life, but is fantastic for football players. And the fact that we have that element in our locker room, I think, is going to be huge this year.
I like it, Chris. Good stuff, buddy. John, let me ask you a question on Howie. I like your revisit in a week, and we can do it in a month, and we can do it in a year, and we'll see how it all shakes out. But why don't you give Howie more credit? I mean, the Kenneth Gainwell pick, that's a great pick, right?
I like Kenny Gainwell a lot, yeah. I want all our picks to be picks that I like.
But you're not going to like them all.
Sure.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
I hate when there's obvious picks on the board that Howie has gone against and they've proven to be major mistakes.
Well, we all hate that.
And that seems to be the rule rather than the exception in many of the past 5 years. This last year, I mean, yeah, draft picks, no one's going to hit on all of them. But I don't know. And I don't know how to even quantify this, but when you compare our draft record to other draft records, when you compare our financial situation with other teams, like, you can't say when we were in the cap hell we've been in, unable to even buy a free agent.
But
this
they
past
did
off-season.
Buy some that helped. See, that's the other thing. They didn't have
a ton
of money, but they got guys that are contributing on defense.
Again, and I don't want to be a naysayer today. I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I don't even want to get into this.
I'm just surprised you don't give Howie more credit.
I'm shocked after beating a Falcons team,
yep,
that beat themselves in many ways, that you want to turn this to Howie is now doing a great job. I don't know that. Like, if we get through these next two games and we put performances out there like we did on Sunday, then sure.
Okay, so
let's talk
a little
about
wait
it
and say, okay, fair enough. Joe DeCamera, John Rocci, coming up, a caller just referenced, and it was a good point, the mindset of Jalen Hurts post game yesterday. Some audio that stood out certainly to me that spoke to that. We'll hit that. We'll rock all your calls up ahead. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
The Park Sportsbook is the official sportsbook partner of the real sports fan. Bet on it all. Football, baseball, golf, MMA, and more. Live in-game play-by-play betting lets you bet while you watch. And Parks is the only sportsbook app backed by the number one casino in Pennsylvania, and it's the only one I recommend. You can bet the money line as it changes during the game and bet on individual player performances as they happen. Like in baseball, bet hits, home runs, pitcher strikeouts every inning. Or you can always bet on spreads, parlay, props, teasers, and over-unders. New customers sign up right now. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Just download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP. Pro football tonight, Baltimore at Las Vegas. Baltimore's a 4-point road favorite, -195 on the money line. The over-under is 50.5. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. The website has all the details. Do it now. Get home field advantage with Parks Casino Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.